Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
That the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria. This is ABC News. President Trump this week pardoning reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who bilked the IRS and banks out of more than $30 million. ABC's Jonathan Carl has more on another pardon recently handed down that some are asking questions about.
A pardon that Donald Trump issued last month to a guy named Paul Walczak. He's a nursing home executive who was convicted of cheating on his taxes. He was about to go to prison for 18 months, about to pay a $4.4 million penalty, and whammo, came a pardon from Donald Trump. Now, what the New York Times reported is this happened just 3 weeks after his mother attended a $1 million per person fundraiser down at Mar-a-Lago.
Manitoba, Canada, declaring a state of emergency and telling 17,000 people who live there to evacuate. There are 22 active wildfires currently burning in Manitoba, the first one spotted a week ago. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a fairly quiet day shaping up around here today, and temperatures a bit warmer than yesterday as some sun peaks out here and there. So get out there and enjoy that. Warmer conditions tomorrow, but also a cold front sliding in late in the day might spark a few spotty showers and thunderstorms. They would be brief in nature, but we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Over the weekend, more nice early summer type weather in the offing. Just a few weak disturbances around to produce a stray shower chance here or there. Early next week will be the warmest of the period with gusty south winds out ahead of a front tracking in from the northern plains. This should boost our temperatures up into the 80s and a little more humidity as well again. Definitely making it feel summer-like. Now, there could be some organized thunderstorms rumbling through Tuesday afternoon into early Wednesday. Some of those could get on the heavier side with some downpours and gusty winds, so stay tuned for updates. Otherwise, for today, patchy fog early. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. High near 70. Variable wind becoming west-northwest up to 5. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low at 50 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy. Breezy and warmer. 30% chance of a couple of showers or thunderstorms toward evening, especially northeast areas. High temperature near 80. Northwest wind 10 to 20. Friday night, any showers ending early, then clearing, low at 53. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and mild. Slight chance of a shower in the afternoon far west with a high of 77. Northwest wind between 5 and 10. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer with an isolated shower or storm possible for the afternoon. Low 51, high 81. Monday, summer-like with a good amount of sun, high 86. Tuesday, humid with showers and storms by afternoon, high 85. Wednesday, rain in the morning, high about 78. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently, it is 52 degrees. Yesterday's high was just 59. We did pick up 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The record high, 91, established in 2018. Record low, 28 in 1965. Last year's high was 71, and the low, 46. Sunset will happen at 8:32 tonight. Tomorrow morning sunrise will be at 5:25. An east-southeast wind has picked up to around 2 to 3 miles per hour this morning. Barometer is at 30.09, slightly on the rise. No precipitation today. It was a very foggy start early on in the morning, and we bottomed out at 44. Right now we're at 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, coming up, we'll talk about all the events going on in high school sports tonight. Lots of great games and events. And the Brewers eked out another walk-off win yesterday, went 10 innings. Those stories and more coming up in sports.
Looking to keep your vehicle shining and running strong? Stop into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Right now, Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is just $8.49 each. perfect for that clean, polished finish. Pair that shine with performance using Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus Oil, pre-mixed and ready to go. It's convenient, it's powerful, and it's ready when you are.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. WIAA tournament softball today. It's regional championship games for several teams in our area, beginning with Division 5. Ithaca will be at home today against Seneca in a rematch from the Ridge and Valley Conference. The Bulldogs are a number one seed in the half sectional, hosting fourth seed Seneca. And number six seed Kickapoo is playing at number two seed Brookwood. Also, Blair Taylor is hosting New Lisbon, and Royal is taking on Columbus Catholic. In Division 4 softball today, Cuba City hosts Iowa Grant. Wisconsin Heights is at Mineral Point. And also today in Division 3, Gay Electric Trempolo will be at Prairie du Chien. GET is the third seed. Prairie is the number two seed. Fourth seed Richland Center is at number one seed Dodgeville. The two teams played just a couple of weeks ago, and it wound up to be a tremendous game with Richland Center winning 1-0. During the season, freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher has had a phenomenal season, recently going over 200 strikeouts for the year during the regular season. I talked to Coach Jamie Gander about that.
Yeah, she hit that, I believe, on Thursday night down in Platteville. So she's having a great year. You know, she's definitely carrying our team on some nights when we're off a little bit at the plate. You know, Kyrie's just hard to hit off from. She's got a lot of different strikes she can throw. So, you know, she's been solid all year. You know, and we're just hoping we can carry her momentum as well into the playoffs here and see what happens.
Your lineup, though, with your hitting wise, this is one of the better Richland Center hitting teams I've seen for a while, because really from top to bottom, you got girls that can put the ball in play, don't you?
Yeah, we can. And we've been working on, you know, trying to find a few more that we can get in. If someone's in a little slump, we can pop them in a game situation as a designated hitter and just see if we can keep some kids running around the bases. So, you know, the key to our success going down the road is keep Kyrie throwing well and then just, yeah, obviously putting the ball in play.
Richland Center at Dodgeville Regional Championship softball can be heard tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Remember, that is a 6 o'clock game, so 5:45 pregame time on the radio. Baseball action, it's the regional openers tonight, so lots of teams playing at the same time as their softball teams. Potosi-Cassville is at Boscobel. It's DeSoto hosting Kickapoo, and Lafarge at Weston. Seneca has a number one seed and a bye. Ithaca, the number three seed, hosts number 14, Wanewoc Center. Wazika Steuben will be at Highland, and North Crawford is hosting Hillsboro. River Ridge has a bye in the first round of the tournament as well. In Division III games tonight, Riverdale is at Lancaster. The winner of that game will play at number one seed Fenimore, which has the night off tonight. Mineral Point is hosting River Valley. The Blackhawks, a 12th seed, playing at number 5, Mineral Point. Darlington is at New Glarus. Belleville at Prairie du Chien. And Wisconsin Heights hosts Iowa Grant. Dodgeville also has a first-round baseball bye. And then moving to Division 2, Platteville is at Portage this evening. Sauk Prairie hosts Mauston. It's Wisconsin Dells entertaining Adams Friendship. And Monroe at Mount Horeb, plus Richland Center is playing at Lodi. Recently, I talked to head coach Ryan Lemke about the Hornets and their tournament draw.
Yeah, we can think as a coaching staff where we think we're going to go. This is actually the first year it's worked out where we were right in thinking where we were going to go. So we're excited to go there. It's a new team for us. It's always fun seeing a different team, a different program, different field. So our boys are excited. And it looks like even you know, later in the rounds in the regional until the championship, we won't go to Mount Horeb. And we seem like we've been caught by Mount Horeb the last 4 years at least. So we're going to avoid them at least early in the regional. So, but we've got to play good baseball. We're going to get their number one on Thursday, and then we're bringing our number one. And he's legit. Jacob McDonald, he's been pitching really good. So we're excited to go to them, and they're going to hopefully run into a buzzsaw from us.
Richland Center at Lodi baseball gets underway tonight at 5 o'clock. Congratulations to Richland Sports Medicine Athletes of the Month, recognized for their outstanding achievements during the month of April, are Gretchen Buchholz, Riverdale, a junior on the track team, and Chase Chitwood, a Riverdale baseball senior. They have both been recognized, voted on by a panel after being nominated by their coaches, and we're pleased to say congratulations, Gretchen Buchholz and Chase Chitwood, on being the Athletes of the Month. WIAA track action moves to the sectional level for the right to go to state. Tomorrow, teams from the area, the smaller schools, heading toward Bangor for the sectional, and also Division II schools heading toward McFarland. Track sectionals coming up on Friday. A 10th inning sacrifice fly by third baseman Caleb Durbin gave the Brewers their second straight walk-off win Wednesday. The 6-5 10 inning victory also completed Milwaukee's first series sweep of the season. Reliever Tyler Anderson got the win. Jake Bowers pounded his fourth home run early in the game. Manager Pat Murphy commented that the team does well when they believe.
That's a great feeling. You know, and our pitching hung in there and did enough. You know, Mears going two innings when he's been depleted as much as anyone. You know, we give up the homer. Uribe continues. Koenig wiggled out and did a great job. And then, you know, even Alexander, who had been roughed up lately. You know, he had made some huge pitches a huge time. And Freddie gave us five innings.
The Cubs were winners 2-1 over Colorado, Miami 10-8 over San Diego, Pittsburgh 10, Arizona 1. In the American League, Tampa Bay 5, Minnesota nothing, Houston 5-3 over the Athletics, Toronto 2, Texas nothing, the Yankees 1-0 over the Angels. Interleague play, Cleveland 7, the Dodgers 4, Detroit 4-3 over San Francisco, White Sox 9, Mets 4, St. Louis 6-4 over Baltimore, Kansas City 3, Cincinnati 2, and Washington 9-0 over Seattle. The Brewers have the day off. They'll be in Philadelphia this weekend for their next series. Badgers point guard John Blackwell will be back on the court for Coach Greg Gard this winter. He decided to withdraw from the 2025 NBA draft and play his junior season at Wisconsin on Wednesday. Blackwell averaged almost 16 points a game last year. BVM Sports reports he will be one of just a few returning players for Wisconsin. Six left through graduation or the transfer portal. Blackwell earned honorable mention All Big Ten honors as a sophomore. And veteran center Brook Lopez is expected to leave Milwaukee as a free agent this offseason. He has played 7 years with the Bucks, averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, while winning honors for his defense. His age and a subpar performance against the Pacers in the playoffs may be factors in his departure. Yardbarker.com reports that the 7-footer still brings value to any NBA roster. He is expected to find multiple teams willing to bring him on board. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Thursday Sports. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
New records are set in softball and track and field that will blow your mind. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The postseason brings out the best in athletes, and that was certainly on display Tuesday night as several of the spring sports were in tournament action. In a Division II softball regional game, Lakeland and Shawnee were locked in a pitcher's duel that would go well into extra innings. Finally, in the bottom of the 13th, Lakeland scored a walk-off, resulting in the only run of the game and a 1-0 victory. Lakeland senior Sailor Timmerman struck out an incredible 29 batters, setting a new state record. Her counterpart, Shawnee's Cadence Myers, was also outstanding despite the loss, striking out 15. Tuesday was also a busy night in track and field, with regional meets around the state that brought out the best in competitors. None more so than marathon senior Chris Marcel, who already held the top discus throw in the state this year, but Tuesday night is believed to have broken the state record with a toss of 220 feet, 8 inches. It is the second best mark in the country this year so far. In other outstanding performances on the track Tuesday night, Wauwatosa East Malachi Mack ran 10.5 in the 100 meters, setting a new standard for this year. Blake Thierry of Prairie du Chien posted a 300-meter hurdles time of 38.59 seconds. Playoffs continue this week for lacrosse, softball, and tennis, with the sectional track meets taking place Friday night. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Now, the rest of the story. Roy is 26 years old, and he's in bed, and he's going to stay there until he's 27. While we've got him there, let's read his mind. He's thinking things were sure a whole lot easier in high school. He was Mr. Big back then, star athlete, 13 letters. Baseball, football, basketball, you name it, Roy played it at Central High in Knoxville, Tennessee. Before graduation, he was offered an athletic scholarship to Carson Newman College, but he turned it down. Why waste all that time? He thought he was going to be a Major League Baseball pitcher, wasn't he? And sure enough, he was soon on his way. First, the minor leagues. His second season there, he was scouted by the Giants and the Yankees. In fact, the Yankees were all set to sign him up, send him to training camp the following spring, when something happened. On a fishing trip off Soldier Key in Florida, Roy got sunburned, so badly sunburned that he slept for 3 days. And after that, he had to sleep sitting up. Well, a few days after that, Roy was back on the pitcher's mound. It was July 7, very hot, but at some point in the first inning, Roy realized his pitches weren't breaking properly. It was as though the harder he tried, the less he had on the ball. Midway through that game, Roy passed out cold in the dugout, muscle cramps so violent it took 3 teammates to straighten out his arms and legs. An ambulance took Roy to the hospital. Sunstroke, the doctor said. He was told to go home and stay quiet. So Roy went home, rested for a week, but first time back on his feet, he passed out again. And next followed 3 months in bed, but once again, no sooner was he forked end down than he was not flat on his back. Let me just bring you up to date here. By the year 1930, Roy, only 26, has had 4 devastating attacks, all related to that first sunstroke. He's also had a nervous breakdown, and now he's in bed again for what seems like forever. When and if he recovers, the doctors say, he'll have to find an indoor job, no more prolonged exposure to sunshine, and yes, that means no more baseball. And so went the whole year of 1930 for Roy, confined to his home, confined to his bed. Star athlete in high school, star pitcher in the minor leagues, on the verge of signing with the New York Yankees, but washed up at 26. But you know what? During that year of confinement, when there was nothing to do but listen to recordings given to him by his Tennessee friends, the big league ball player who would never be found a new fascination, and he developed a latent talent. The world of entertainment remembers and reveres a certain strummer and singer of cow country classics and hillbilly ballads who would eventually be called the King of country music, the first ever performer elected in his own lifetime to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Of course, you met him when he was nothing more than a sun-stroked baseball player named Roy Acuff. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Attention veterans, active service duty members, and eligible spouses. Did you know you could own a home with no down payment? VA loans, backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are a powerful benefit designed just for you. With no private mortgage insurance and competitive interest rates, a VA loan can help you achieve your home ownership dreams. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. We're honored to serve those who have served us. The Schultz Mortgage Team. Helping heroes find their way home.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables. Available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play, commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fun today at 647-3114.
It's painted red. The stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for water. Ran her for years till the transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn a sharp knot, make it whine. He'd say, can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little late across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me in. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, 3 daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, 2 hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke. I'm working is hard on a person like me with that sunshine and like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock, and I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Might not be Tahiti, but them girls in bikinis, they make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week, same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. Can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again.
Bring us beside you, light up the darkness and show us the way.
strangers in your silent world. To live on the land, we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide, and free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be.
Triple play here on WRCO Town Taxi, taking us to the boats today.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile. Serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. Our trivia question is coming up in just a little bit here today. Cloudy skies and 52 here on a Thursday morning.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
8:41 the time here at WRCO Radio. Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. All right, trivia time this time from WRCO Radio. We give you the chance to win if you know the correct answer. What do these stars, past and present, have in common? Spencer Tracy, Tony Shalhoub, Heather Graham, and Orson Welles. What do those stars, past and present, have in common? Spencer Tracy, Tony Shalhoub, Heather Graham, and Orson Welles. 608-647-4155. The first with the right answer wins from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch.
Dreamer, hell,
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. I have some help. Well, Mary Nee did not have any help. She got it herself. That's a good answer. Good job. And she wins from TriStar Gifts and More TriStar Mulch. What do these stars, past and present, have in common? Spencer Tracy, Tony Shalhoub, Heather Graham, and Orson Welles. All born in Wisconsin. There you go. Congratulations. Mary's the winner. Lots of big stars over the years, you know. And as I was looking up this question, I kind of forgot about Orson Welles, that he was a Wisconsinite. But, of course, many others. Willem Dafoe and Chris Farley, Don Ameche, Gene Wilder, Mark Ruffalo, born in the state. Spencer Tracy, another famous actor, actress from back in the time. Did you know that Ellen Corby was born in Wisconsin? She played Grandma Walton on The Waltons. Gina Rollins, also James Daly. He was in... one of those medical shows. Was a medical center back in the day. Liberace, of course, was born in Wisconsin. Orson Welles. There are some that aren't on here. I know actress Bonnie Hunt, born in Wisconsin as well. And I don't see Fred McMurray's name. He was born in Wisconsin. Famous star of many movies and also of My Three Sons fame. We do that in honor of Wisconsin. In fact, the Badger State officially became the 30th state to join the United States May 29th of 1848. And that's it for trivia today.
I sat down at the VFW next to some guy I didn't know. Our talking turned to laughing, 'cause where we're from is nowhere close. Next thing you know, we landed on, let's agree to disagree. And then we raised our glass to cheers. He said the cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We've got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. When it comes to mama's cooking, we could all use a little more. Hard work never hurt nobody, and God knows we need the Lord. Let's make making a difference and giving forgiveness cool again. And on that we'll take another round of cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more down to it, we all want the same thing, our own little slice of the pie, living that American dream. The good old days ain't over, just around the bend. If we could learn to solve our problems with cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? See eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. More cold beer and common sense. More cold beer and common sense.
Spencer Hatcher on WRCO Radio. 53 here in Richland Center as we head toward 9 o'clock, about 10 minutes away. We'll give you a clue on what's going on today's morning show coming up.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Today, we don't say goodbye. We say thank you. To every fallen hero, your legacy endures. A heartfelt thank you from Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85 and the Shoebox, standing with our heroes.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Mark your calendars for Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event. Coming your way Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, mouth-watering food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the vendors, and soak up some good old-fashioned summer fun. Calling all vendors, do you want to join the party? Spots are just $30, but don't dilly-dally. The sign-up deadline is this Friday. So dust off your lawn chairs, grab your friends, and head on down to support local and shop small. It's all happening at Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event in downtown Boscobel, Sunday, June 8th. Don't miss it!
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local, eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
WRCO Radio, where our update at 9 is right around the bend. Today we're going to talk about Mark's Imprint, and we'll talk about the late Mark Trum and an organization that is keeping his name alive and his honor and a foundation in the Boscobel area. Also later on, from Health and Human Services, we'll talk about Mental Health Month. Now May is kind of winding down, but certainly some things to keep in mind and remember and be aware of through the entire year. So that's coming up during today's morning show. Here's Sam Hunt.
You can marry an architect, build you a house out on the water that really impresses your father. Yeah. You can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine and
California. But even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be Memphis queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Foley Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated, but I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now, I'm really glad I knew you then. Have Delta nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You'll always have your first last name, standing in that July rain, telling me your mind has changed, but in my mind you're still the same. Long blonde hair, you'll always be queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me.
Trails time coming up from WRCO. A little advice from Elvis. Don't be cruel today.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Happy trails to you.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
We hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. We'll talk to you next hour with some community conversation on The Morning Show. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the update at 9 is next. It is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 54 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal court blocking President Trump's tariffs on goods from China and other countries, the U.S. Court of Criminal Trade, ruling that the president overstepped his authority under the law on imposing the tariffs. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The Trump administration overnight quick to appeal. The White House rebuking the court, saying it is not for unelected judges to